Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now it's time for Real Time 2.0, your chance to listen in behind the scenes to the real-time monologue jokes America didn't hear.
What did I do? I'm telling you, it's not going to be that good. But you're probably mostly liberals, and liberals are happy today because absolute anarchy and disarray in the Republican Party. I know you're saying more than usual. Yes, more than usual. Actually, more than usual. Now, John Boehner was the Speaker of the House, the leader of the Republicans since, oh, it seems like centuries. I don't know, years. He quit last week. They have this new guy from California, Kevin McCarthy, was going to take over. He dropped out. And Kevin McCarthy was a mainstream, crazy conservative, and the ultra, ultra right-wingers looked at him and went, nope, crazier. We need crazier, not crazy enough. Apparently, he quit at a closed-door meeting at the Republican caucus where they said people were in total shock and crying. And then Nurse Ratched came over the loudspeaker and said, gentlemen, it's medication time. Now, this Kevin McCarthy, last week he was on Sean Hannity, and he said that the Benghazi hearings were political on television. So the Republicans knew he was stupid, but they were asking, is he evil enough? Because that's the combination they're looking for, and they cannot find anyone who wants this job because it's herding cats in a nursing home. No one will take the job. Paul Ryan, they're suggesting, he's like, I don't fucking want it either. They're about a weekend away from placing an ad on Craigslist. Now, I don't know if this is related, but there was a poll out today that said 87% of the American people think presidential candidates should have a basic understanding of science. But it's different for each party. For the Democrats, it means an understanding of evolution and climate change. For the Republicans, it means knowing not to put metal in the microwave. And then one of their presidential candidates, Ben Carson, he stepped into controversy this week because after the shooting last week in Oregon, he said, I would not just stand there and let the shooter kill me. I would say, hey, guys, everybody attack him. He can't get all of us. See, the Republicans have their own community organizer. Even some Republicans are criticizing this for him saying, you know, hey, guys, let's all attack him. He can't kill all of us. And Ben Carson said, why is that so crazy? Isn't that our strategy to defeat Trump? Well, President Obama did the right thing this week. Yesterday, he called up Doctors Without Borders. I'm sure you heard that over in Afghanistan, they have a hospital that we mistakenly bombed. And Obama did the right thing, called them up, said, sorry, we thought it was a wedding. Moving on. That's so, he'd been smoking there. Now, there's a big victory Obama had yesterday. He's been working on this trade deal for a couple of years called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It is the biggest trade deal in history. All the Pacific nations, us, Canada, Australia, China, Japan, everybody around the Pacific, and it finally looks like it's going to go through. I don't know what it means. It's too complicated. But Mitt Romney likes it, so I assume it takes food out of the mouths of babies. And we heard this today from the state of Oklahoma, which has been killing people by lethal injection. That's the way they execute people. And we found out that they did one last year, it went horribly wrong, and it turned out they used the wrong drug. They won't say exactly which drug was used. Just let's say that the prisoner was buried with absolutely no toenail fungus. All right, thank you very much.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.